we were, the last Mishnah was Mishnah Hey Parakeh, Parakeh Mishnah Hey, that talked about the 10 miracles that happened in the Beis HaMikdash. Then he began talking about, the last thing was, you know, that no one ever felt that the other person was creating them the tzar. Okay. Now he goes on, he doesn't speak directly about the next two Mishnayos. So I guess we'll read it quickly, but he doesn't speak about them. He says, Asar Dvar Nivru Be'erv Shabbos Bein Hashmashos. There are 10 things that were created Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmashos. That means between day and night, right at the end of creation into Shabbos, which essentially means, and Mefarshim explained, that these things have some sort of Ruchnius and Gashmius element. It has an element of physicality, but it's also on the verge of spirituality in these things. That's why they were created at that point. Ve'ilin, Pia Aretz, the opening of the land that swallowed up Korach, Pia Be'er, Pia Asoin, the opening of the mouth of the Asoin that spoke to Balaam, that Keshes Rainbow, Ve'amon, Ve'amita, Ve'amatem, the Mata Moshe Rabbeinu, that made Nisim, Ve'ashomer, the worm that was able to cut through the stones of the Beis HaMikdash, the Aksav v'Amichtav, the letters that the Torah was written with, v'Haluchos, v'Yishum Afam Azikin, u'Kfurasa Shel Moshe Abenu, the burial place of Moshe, v'Ilu Shel Avram Avinu, and the Isle of Avram Avinu, the Isle that Avram Avinu ashechted in the place of Yitzchak. V'Yishum Af Tzeves B'Tzeves Asuya, also the first set of tongues, because how would you be able to create tongues if you never had your tongues to begin with? Okay. Fine, let's move on. Shiv Dvarim B'Goylam V'Shiv Dvarim B'Chacham. There are five characteristic traits of a fool and five of a wise man. Chacham Eina Medaber B'Fnei Mishehu Gadol Mimenu B'Chachma. A Chacham does not talk when it's not his place, when there are people smarter than him. So I lose my category of Chacham based on that. All these people I'm talking to. Ve'eino nichnas asaf divrei chavero. He does not talk in front of other people. Ve'eino nivhal lehashiv. He responds when he's supposed to. Shoyel ke'inyenu meshiv ka'alocha. He asks to the point, and he's meshiv. He answers the question ka'alocha. He doesn't ask off topic. Ve'eino arisha and risha malach rach. When he's asked the question, he answers the first point first, the second point second. If he knows when to answer, if he doesn't know something, he says, I don't know. The opposite of all this is true when it comes to the goylam, when it comes to the person who is a fool. Okay? Okay. Again, Rabbi Lashon doesn't comment here, so we try to focus on his commentary, even though there's a lot to say here, but we're going to continue. Pirkei is something inla davar soif. So if you don't stay focused, you're going to stay unfocused. Next Mishnah. Here he has a few very interesting comments. It says the following: Shiva mine puraniyos boin la'olam. There are seven types of tragedies that can come to the world. Al shiva gufei avera, and each one comes for an avera. Okay. For example, I'll give you the first example. Miktsasan ma'asrin or miktsasan einan ma'asrin. If some people are giving ma'aser and some people are not giving ma'aser, you know, you're supposed to give off a tenth of a crop to the poor, to the levim actually. So the halacha is, what will happen will be ra'av shel batzores ba. A certain type of famine will come, a famine based on batzores, based on lack of supply. Okay, now. Rabbi Chaim Volozhin has two diyukim in the Mishnah, two points which come from a very slight nuance in the language. So you have to appreciate the language to appreciate this nuance. Okay, I'm going to read it carefully. It says, Shiva mine puranios ba'in la'olam. Seven types of tragedies ba'in. They come to the world based on seven averos. The normal way the proper way to say this would be, Hashem sends seven types of puraniyot based on seven types of averot, right? But the Mishnah does not say Hashem sends it. It says, ba'in, they come. sounds like the Puranios come by themselves. That's what it sounds like. The Puranios come. The Puranios don't come. They're sent, what does it mean the Puranios come? So Chaim Volozhiner, by now you've heard this from him many times. We started the whole Pirkei Avos with this concept. And he explained that the Puranios, that our reward, remember he always said, our reward in Olam Haba is not a gift. Hashem gives us a gift. The reward in Olam Haba is the house that we ourselves built. Right? We ourselves are building, with every mitzvah, are building our Olam Haba, and then you walk into your own room that you built, right? So the reward is memela. The reward happens by itself. Every mitzvah is a brick, and therefore it creates for you Olam Haba. It's not a lollipop that you get at the end of the day. It's the fact, it is what you've created. But you have to remember that the punishment on the flip side is also like that. Is that the punishment that a person gets is not, you know, a patch, you know, you did something wrong, bam. No, the punishment is a direct result of what you've created. If you eat something that you're not supposed to eat, your child eats something that they're not supposed to eat, and you go ahead and tell them, no, you're not supposed to eat that, don't you know, and you give them a patch. Okay, that's one way, that's one thing. But if they're not supposed to eat it and they get a stomach ache because they ate it, that type of punishment is just, you know, it's a consequence. It's not a punishment, right? The punishments that we get in this world are consequences of our deeds. It's not a punishment. We create the metzias that ends up bringing this hashpa'a of ra into the world. Again, in our puppet show concept, right? When you pull the string of the aveira string, that's going to make the puppet of the bad guy move around. It's just, that's a consequence. It's nothing, it's not a punishment. So that's what he says. That's what the Mishnah means. Shiva mine puranios ba'in la'ilam. They come. It's Hashem's not sending it. It comes. It comes when you do it, this comes, period. It's the end of story. It's not, you know, oh, why this, how, you know, Hashem is punishing us, is not punishing us. It's nothing to do with that. It's a concept that it comes by itself. Shakal Yom Yom. Okay, so that's the first thing. So Shiva Mine Puranios Ba'in La'ilam. It comes. Unbelievable lashon of the Mishnah. Okay. And he says, he brings a whole bunch of psukim in different places that sound like that. Okay. He says, and this answers another question. He says, because if there's a brisa that describes what Gehenna is. And apparently it's not too pleasant. So he says, if a person reads that brisa in the Gemara, they read about Gehenna, asher yavhil ashoimim, a person can get very scared. Legodol yisurei Gehenna, to the extent of how bad it is. Ulechara lekemar zar yechashav, a person will think, what's going on here? Ayei rachmonos hamerachim al kol ma'asav. Where is the mercy of Hashem? This is what you do to people. You put them in this Gehenna, this terrible place. This is not a punishment. Rak, it says, it's the chait that does it. It's a consequence. There's nothing to do. Okay? And we've spoken out this concept many times in Rav Chaim Volozhiner that the world is not like, you know, tit for tat, you do this, I have to give you that. It's a system that everything we do is set up with consequences and with rewards, in the sense that everything just happens. We're in control of our own destiny. We are able to pull the strings. We are able to do what we need to do to create our Olam Haba, and we're doing the opposite. So that's what the Mishnah is saying. Okay. And that's what it means. That the person creates their own punishment. Okay, so that's what it means. Shiva b'nei peranios ba'in la'olam. It comes to the world. Now, the next piece is a very deep piece. Okay, it's a Kabbalistic piece also. Okay, and it's going on the words in the Mishnah. Shiva b'nei peranios ba'in la'olam al shiva gufei avera. that word gufe seems to be unnecessary. It should say the puranios come al shiva averos, for seven averos. What's the word gufe avera? The guf usually means a body. What does that mean in this context? What's a guf avera? What, it's just an avera. So it's an extra word there. So Chaim Lashon as always doesn't leave any stone unturned. Like, well, what's the actual word? So he says an unbelievable thing. It's like, well, when a person, again, what we're saying is that when a person does an avera, they're creating a certain power and enabling the evil power that's in the creation to strengthen itself. So they're giving power to that koach. So Rabbi Elazar says something, and he says it's in the Zohar. I don't know. He says, we learned in the previous Mishnah that the mazikin are those evil forces, were created Erev Shabbat Ben Hashmashot. They were created 1 second before Shabbos. So why did Hashem do it then? Why then? Why did he create it then? So he says, because the second they were created, when Shabbos came, they were destroyed. Because Shabbos destroys these, the guf of these mazikin. It destroyed the exterior of these evil forces. I'm not claiming to understand exactly what I'm saying. I'm just saying the words here. He says, the Shabbos destroyed the exterior, kind of the physicality or the form of these evil forces, and they remained only the ruach, only the demons, the spirits. So the evil forces could not survive the Kedusha of Shabbos. That's why Hashem created them too, so they were undeveloped when Shabbos came. So since they were undeveloped when Shabbos came, so they remained. So the Shabbos kind of destroyed, self-destructed their guf, and they remained as spirits. These are the words, okay? Again, this is what he says. And therefore he says, so how do these spirits get a guf? If they remain as spirits, their body was destroyed. But if a person could create an atmosphere for this mazik to come down, then the person, by doing an avera, is giving a guf to the mazik. Because now the mazik has a place to be. This evil spirit now is living in this avera that you just did. It's living in this. So you're essentially giving a place for this mazik to live. By doing the avera, you're giving it a guf. The guf was destroyed through the Kedusha of Shabbos. But now you're creating a guf, and you're creating a kli for this mazik to exist in. So says the Chaim Volozhin, that's what the Mishnah means. It comes al shiva gufei avera. It comes for the avera because the avera created a guf for the mazik to come. The avera created a kli. The spirit, the mazik was in the spirit form, but it comes down now and it takes the form of a guf through these quote gufei avera. The guf that's created through the avera is now a guf for the spirit. Now the spirit is created, brings these puranios, brings these bad things to happen. So it's through the guf that the person did of the avera, that guf is now a guf of the ruach, and now the ruach of the mazik can make these puranios come. This concept, I don't know much more about it than what it says here, but that's what he teaches us. So it's unbelievable what he takes out of this word. Okay, so he says that's what the Mishnah is saying. Shiva, these two diukim are building up like, wow, this is like the Mishnah saying something here. So Shiva mine puranios ba'in, the puranios come by themselves. Why? Because you did guf avera. Because the person, by doing the sin, created a guf, a house, a physical form or entity that the mazik can rest in, and that's now making the mazik very comfortable in this world. Now he's like, he got a place to be, he's got a place to hang out. And that brings in the Puranias. Obviously, the point of the Mishnah telling us this is so we should see the Hashgacha Pratis, we should understand everything comes for a reason, and also to realize how powerful we really are when it comes to, how powerful we really are when it comes to, the things that are in our control or not in our control. Okay? All right. We will, that's that. Deep stuff, and we will pick it up again next week.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rabbi. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom, everybody. Okay, we'll make an announcement next week because it looks like next week we'll finish the Sefer.
All right.
Okay. Thank you. I think maybe someone has suggested maybe we'll learn at least the beginning, the first shahr, or the beginning of the first shahr of Nefesh HaChaim. Maybe we'll play around with that idea. The other book of Rabbi Lashana. So it's a continuation of his Hashkafa. So I think the first few chapters we can learn. After that, it gets a little deep, but we can try that. So let's see what happens.